Lee, calling us from Kirkland. What's on your mind?
Well, a couple of things. One, it was pretty interesting your earlier talk about skin tags and high blood pressure and low T. Because I asked the doctor about skin. I have all of that and some
Uh-oh.
belly fat I'm trying to get rid of.
Yes, sir.
And the doctor said, "Well, the skin tags, I don't know what they're about." So there I am. Now I'm in a quandary.
Well, you can relay back to him, sir, that the skin tags are caused by a virus, but that virus only gives us skin tags if we happen to be pre-diabetic 80% of the time, sir.
Okay, so what do I need to do about that? But the other thing that I was calling about is that on the internet, there's all these people who are selling their ideas and so forth.
Sure.
And this particular one was talking about a naturopath in Germany, where a person had a heart attack on a plane, and when the German doctors treated him, they suggested that if he made a couple of dietary changes, one, it would clean out the plaques in his arteries and so forth. And they were talking about rice bran oil and another oil, but of course they won't tell you what the other oil is until you buy their product line. Does
Makes
that make
sense.
any sense to you at all?
Well, that makes business sense. But I haven't yet seen any studies on rice bran oil, the one they did name, helping to clean out plaque. Now, what I can tell you, though, sir, is we're in an entirely different pulp ballpark with plaque formation. That pulp ballpark has to do with the thickness of the blood. And the thickness of the blood causes inflammation at the branch points of arteries. Just look it up. That's where the plaque occurs, at the branch points of arteries. Because the blood is kind of split in two at the branch point. It's like a long, straight river running into an island. It's going to erode the tip of that island. And that's inflammation. And what happens with our bodies don't want inflammation on the inside of the blood vessels. So what do? They paste cholesterol over it, and that's where the plaque comes from. So the big deal is we don't need to get plaque in the first place if we don't get inflammation at those points in the first place. And the way not to get inflammation in those points in the first place, sir, if you and I are both guys, is we go donate blood. I am not kidding you. Women who are in their menstrual years never ever have heart attacks. They're donating blood once a month, sort of. The blood is not as thick. It doesn't abrade the arteries. It doesn't cause plaque formation. There's a whole book on this. It's by Dr. Kenneth Kensey, Kensey. He was a cardiologist. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us. Kenneth Kensey, Kensey. It's called The Origin of Atherosclerosis. And he very carefully explains the real cause of cholesterol-related atherosclerosis. It really isn't the cholesterol. The cholesterol is secondary to the inflammation. Now, getting back to you with the skin tags and the belly fat and so forth, you're very likely pre-diabetic. And there's other studies that show that pre-diabetic and diabetic individuals have overly thick blood. So very seriously, I would recommend you check in with a physician who knows this stuff and find out how thick your blood is and how often you need to donate blood. It will do you some good. Okay. That sounds hard to believe. So let me tell you about two studies. One, here in the United States, 1,800 women, over 2,000 men, I forget how many, and over an 8 to 9 year period, and all that was done was observation. And the ones who donated blood had 45% less heart attack and stroke and other cardiovascular problems than the ones who didn't donate blood. Now, that's pretty good, 45%, but over in Finland, something called the Kuopio Heart Study, there were 2,800 men. Observed for 9 years, no other interventions, just we're going to watch what happens. The ones who donated blood had 88% less heart attack and stroke than the ones who didn't. I am not kidding. So anyway, you need to work with the doctor on that. Is my blood too thick? It very probably is. And how often should I donate blood? And then getting back to the overall thing, which is the prediabetes that the skin tags tell us about 80% of the time, I'm not really worried about those little skin tags. They actually are a useful signal that I better do something to reverse my prediabetes before it becomes diabetes, or if I actually got diabetes, I better do something to reverse that. And they're both real reversible. And if you happen to hear the opening ramble that I did today on this program, what you heard is that type 2 diabetes and prediabetes are totally reversible with correct diet, correct exercise, and some supplements, but the diet and exercise are first. Now, sometimes, as Dr. William Philpott taught us, that one of the things that really aggravates type 2 diabetes happens to be allergy. That's in a minority of people, but it does happen. So we sometimes have to look at food allergy, too, in all of this. And the belly fat, it just goes right along with it, sir. I'm sorry, it always goes along with prediabetes and type 2 diabetes. And I better shut up and let you talk.
Well, I got two points here. One is I do have a little bit of arthritis in my hands.
There you go.
Started showing up. But they won't take my blood. I lived in England during the mad cow outbreak. They refuse to take my blood now.
Well, then you see a doctor who knows this kind of stuff, and we do what's called therapeutic phlebotomy, which was overdone on George Washington, and he died, but that's because they did too much. We just plug in a Vacutainer or take out the same number of cc's of blood as the blood bank would do, and we do that usually once or twice a year, and that keeps the blood thickness under control, sir. So doctors...
taking the shots of testosterone, and they lowered the amount of testosterone because it was sludging up my blood.
There you go. It will do that if it's too much. But here's the other thing, sir. Those shots of testosterone are very likely turning into too much estrogen for you. And guess what? For guys, that contributes to belly fat, but it also, I'm sorry, is not good for the rest of the body because our prostate glands, for example, don't need too much estrogen.
You know, I just asked my doctor whether I should have that tested, and she said, no, there's no need to do that. It's probably not likely. I guess come down to the Tahoma Clinic.
Well, I'd see somebody who knows what they're doing in this area, sir, because so far it doesn't sound like you are. I'm sorry, not your fault, but it doesn't sound like it.
I'll check into that. But are there any guidance on the diets and exercise
Sure, diabetes? Two books, sir. There's one called The Paleo Diet, P-A-L-E-O, and look for the book by Dr. Cordain, C-O-R-D-A-I-N. He's a PhD doctor, but he did a wonderful job in getting this written and researched. And the second one is, you might be able to find this one at the Tahoma Dispensary. I don't think it's widely publicized because the doctor who wrote it is in Florida. His name is Al Sears, as in Roebuck, but only Sears, Al Sears. And it's called the 12-Minute Exercise Program, and no kidding, 12 minutes of intense exercise plus recovering from it, which takes another 12 minutes, so that makes about half an hour. Three times a week is all it takes. One doesn't have to exercise every day. One has to do the right kind of exercise. And that diet and that exercise are the places to start. Insofar as individual supplementation, you need to take that up with a doctor.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Wright. I really appreciate your service.
Well, thank you so much for calling. A lot of people are in this fix, and I'm glad they got a chance to hear us talking. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.